Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1631. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday and happy Super Bowl weekend for those of us in the U.S. and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. That's where I discuss all of that in more detail. But for now, I'm going to spare you from that long introduction so we can jump right in and hear today's audio question as we optimize your life.
Hi there. My name is Jeanette. I live in Washington, D.C., and I just had a blood panel done about 10 days ago with my primary care physician. I was shocked when she called me today and said that my LDL is, as she put it, sky high. It's around 280 or something. And what's really making me crazy is that a year ago, I embarked on a concerted effort to lose a bunch of weight. I've since lost about 18 pounds, changed my diet, cut out a bunch of meat. And I kind of thought that I'd be affecting my cholesterol for the better too. So I wonder if you could speak to this issue of, in one way, I'm healthier than I was a year ago, and in another way, I'm absolutely not. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Jeanette. I'm so sorry to hear about these recent lab results. I mean, it sounds like you've been doing everything right to help lower your LDL cholesterol. Weight loss, reducing meat intake, increasing your activity levels, all of these have been found to help reduce LDL cholesterol. So why these lifestyle changes may not be working in your case is a bit of a mystery. But I'll offer some thoughts as to what may be happening. First, I should mention that ideal LDL blood levels should fall below 100 milligrams per deciliter. Now, the milligrams per deciliter is just a measure of the concentration of cholesterol in the blood. It translates to milligrams of cholesterol per deciliter of blood. So generally, the lower the LDL concentration in the blood, the better. This is because LDL is often referred to as bad cholesterol. Think of the L in LDL as an abbreviation for lousy or lethal cholesterol. This is because high levels of this lousy or lethal cholesterol can clog the arteries, which can then lead to other serious conditions like a heart attack or stroke. And again, Jeanette, from what you said, it sounds like you've been doing many of the right things to help lower your LDL. Consuming foods high in saturated fat, trans fat, carrying excess body weight, and having a sedentary lifestyle are known risk factors for having high LDL. But you've already started consuming less meat, which tends to be high in saturated fat, you've lost weight, and increased your activity levels. So we would then expect your LDL levels to drop as a result of all of this hard work. So the fact that this didn't happen is a mystery. Now, here's what could be happening. First, there may be a genetic reason for this. Some individuals are born with a defect in what's called their apolipoprotein B receptor. With this genetic mutation, what can happen is there are problems with the body getting rid of LDL cholesterol. So instead of the body being able to remove LDL from the blood, the LDL stays in the blood and starts to collect. This is why we see high levels of LDL when your blood tests come back. Now, doctors can test to see whether there is in fact a defect in this apolipoprotein B receptor. Then they'll know whether this is the real cause. Also, certain medications can lead to higher than normal LDL cholesterol. Examples of medications could be birth control pills, corticosteroids. Now, these forms of steroids are the kinds that get prescribed for reducing inflammation in the body, not the ones that bodybuilders use. Some antiviral medications, blood pressure and heart medications, and medications for epilepsy. These can all increase LDL cholesterol levels in the blood. Now, it's also important that your healthcare provider rules out any underlying issues like diabetes, liver disease, kidney disease, polycystic ovary syndrome, and any thyroid issues. So, along with looking at your cholesterol values, see if your doctor ran any other labs like blood sugar and thyroid hormones. If those are also abnormal, then there may be an underlying condition that could be contributing to the high LDL levels. Oh, and I should also mention that reaching menopause can change your LDL too. This is because during menopause, there's a dramatic change in certain hormones. This change in hormones can lead to the production of more LDL cholesterol. Lastly, it may be worthwhile to ask your healthcare provider to retest your cholesterol levels. Mistakes can happen, and it may be worthwhile to get retested sooner rather than later to make sure the results were actually accurate. In the meantime, it's still a good idea to stick to many of the lifestyle behaviors you've been doing. In fact, when it comes to diet, the Harvard School of Public Health identified foods that may help lower LDL cholesterol levels in the blood the most. These foods are generally great sources of dietary fiber. The reason fiber is helpful is because it helps grab onto that bad LDL cholesterol in the blood and help remove it from the body. So some of these high-fiber foods that the Harvard School of Public Health recommends are oats, whole grains, beans, eggplant, okra, nuts, vegetable oils, fruits that contain a decent amount of pectin specifically. These would be fruits like apples, grapes, strawberries, and citrus, soy, and fish that are high in omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fats specifically help reduce the amount of fat in the bloodstream, which can in turn reduce the amount of LDL cholesterol in the bloodstream. And if you want to know which fish are high in omega-3s, use the SMASHED acronym. S, salmon, M, mackerel, A, anchovies, the other S, sardines, H, halibut, and T, in SMASHED, trout. Now, when it comes to exercise, see if you can start incorporating high-intensity interval training twice a week. Studies have found that this type of training can help increase the good HDL cholesterol levels in the bloodstream. Having high, happy, or healthy HDL cholesterol is helpful because HDL also helps remove LDL from the bloodstream, just like those foods high in fiber. So if you eat a high-fiber diet, have lots of good HDL in your bloodstream, it's like they work together to remove the bad, lousy LDL from the blood. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, Jeanette, that the next blood test will look a lot better. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And again, thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Jeanette. Now, if you want to send me a question, remember, you can email one directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice heard on the show, just like Jeanette, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message, and you can do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Thank you so much for sending me your questions. Answering them is one of my favorite parts of the show. But in the meantime, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your Super Bowl weekend if you're in the U.S., and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.